Blair Oco from the Blair Oco Golf Academy joins us. Oaks, what's happening?
Not much, Jay. How are you?
I am. I'm doing very well. I know a lot of people, as much as everybody was watching Jordan Spieth today, I think many people were watching Dustin Johnson to see how he'd respond. And you know what? He definitely looks like a guy who is using that last one as motivation, because that 18th hole, like, his first two shots were unbelievable. His driver and his approach shot. And I'm sure if that's what you focus on rather than the three putts from 12 feet.
Well, you know, after the U.S. Open, he three putting from 12 feet, and just his reaction was like, it was just like another day at the office, and he tried his best, and just his attitude, he didn't show any emotion. He's a cool cucumber, and he can just, you know, put things together, and you know, he's rebounded, and he's shown it that it didn't affect him. And shooting 65, had a chance, just slipped out for 64. So to shoot that kind of number in a major is just phenomenal. So, you know, that U.S. Open little glitch that he had on the three putt hasn't affected him at all, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's not in the winner's circle at the end of the weekend.
I know you are a huge fan of Tiger Woods and watching him come up and then dominate on the PGA. And Jordan Spieth, the run that he's been on is very reminiscent of a young Tiger Woods, but very different player and very different personality.
Oh, totally. I was watching Tiger today, and you can see the confidence in him it's not there. Like on the 18th hole, as you know, it's so wide. You got number one tee box and you got 18th green right beside each other. The fairway's got to be 150 yards wide. And where he positioned his drive was on the left side of one, so far away from the out of bounds on right. So for him to hit a shot like that, and his playing partners were going right at the green. So you can tell the confidence, and he's not too sure where that ball's going. And for him to aim 75 yards, 80 yards left of that fairway just to get it in play, that kind of said to me that, yeah, you know what, this guy is struggling. He doesn't know where the ball's going when he gets on the course. You know, he's playing well on the range, but when he gets on the course, he doesn't know where it's going. And the difference between him and Spieth, they're both talented golfers. I think Jordan, he doesn't show a lot of emotion like Tiger did when, you know, with the fist pumps, and he gets really excited. And I think Jordan Spieth is just a little bit, I don't know what the word is, mild-mannered, or he's just a little more subdued, I guess. He's more reserved. He doesn't show a lot of emotion like Tiger did. So that's the difference that I see between the two right now.
Now, speaking of Spieth, interesting, down at the Blair Oco Golf Academy, you have the indoor golfing, and some of your systems are now the exact same that Spieth uses in his house?
What a plug for our virtual golf. Yesterday at the British Open, during his press conference, Jordan Spieth, you know, we all know he was playing this last week on the PGA Tour here back in America, and he won the John Deere. And so they were questioning him and asking him, you know, not coming over early enough to prepare. All these other big-name golfers were there playing in the Scottish Open, or were there a week before the British Open. But he made a commitment to the John Deere. That was his first tournament he won last year. And he wanted to stay and play and support that event, which I thought was just, you know, just first class. He made a comment. One of the guys doing the interview asked him about his preparation. And he said, well, a few of my buddies and I got together on my virtual golf simulator, and he said full swing. And we, you know, I was playing St. Andrews, and they questioned him about, is that preparing you? And he says, well, it's not like being out here, of course, but to get the sight lines and playing St. Andrews on the virtual. And so I thought that was pretty neat, because we do have the St. Andrews course here on our virtual systems, and he's using the same systems to practice his game. So here's the best player in the world playing virtual golf and practicing before a major championship. How good is that?
It's interesting, because now he's never played there before. Right, it's one of the most historic. Is it the oldest golf course going right now?
It is the oldest golf course. If you do some history on St. Andrews, this is where golf originated.
Yeah.
and in the back in the 15th century, and it was banned for a number of years. The kings were talking about it was taking the men away from their archery classes and becoming good archmen, and so they banned golf, and then they brought it back to play golf. It originally was 22 holes. And so back in the day, I'm going to say, probably 1600s maybe, they were talking about, they had this golf course and it was 22 holes. And so the members, so it was 11 holes going out and 11 holes coming in. And they thought that there was four holes that were too short. So they combined them to form 18 holes of golf. And if you're ever wondering why 18 holes is the number that they started with, that's how it came about. And it was at St. Andrews, and the members at that time changed the golf course from 22 holes to 18 holes. So could you imagine us playing 22 holes of golf right now?
Well, I'd read that the golf used to be a 12-hole game.
Maybe somewhere, but I know that's how St. Andrews,
okay,
the home of golf, and that's how they went about making the changes, and it was the first golf course. But can you imagine playing 22 holes of golf?
No, hate it.
18 holes now for most golfers, you're playing is 5 hours.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest obstacle we have in golf right now is the length of the game and the challenges. Everybody's busy. People have families, work, and to get out and take 5, 6, 7 hours out of your day, it's just really tough. So, it's a good thing they went to at least 18 holes, I think.
Blair Oco from the Blair Oco Golf Academy joins us. Interesting you mentioned the time, because I've talked to a few people who golf, in the States and in Europe, and they say they play the game much faster than we do in Canada. Have you experienced the same thing?
You know what? Listening to Tom Watson's interview this week, he was saying that the golfers over there take the game more serious than we do over here in North America. I experienced it firsthand 2 years ago. A bunch of us went over to Wales, and we played the Celtic Manor. We played a lot of these golf courses. I played a golf course that was, Jason, it was 150 years old, the front nine. And their style of golf, there's no beer cart girl. We come over there, a bunch of us, Canadians, and we come over there, we come to the golf course, and we want to rent carts and, grab a couple beers on the course and have some fun. And they're like, I think we have a few golf carts here. So they bring out four or five golf carts. They're all covered in dust. They said, we normally don't rent these out to, unless they're, guys are 90 years old. So we're like, I guess maybe we should be walking. But that's what they do. And they walk and they play fast. Their greens, their tee boxes are close by. And they play quick. And it's amazing. When we were playing this golf course, this is a really neat story. The rain was coming down sideways. We were playing this golf course in Wales, and it was called the McInnes Golf Course. Beautiful link style golf course just off the ocean, and the rain was literally coming down sideways. One of the guys in our group said he swore he got hit by a fish, and we were just finishing our round. People were actually going out to the first tee, and this is what they do. They're just so passionate about the game. They will play in any condition, and they play fast, and we got to maybe learn something from that and maybe change the way we do golf around here.
Wholeheartedly agree. I know a lot of people that will get up at 6 and go, and they're done in 3 hours, and they prefer it. Because, like on weekends, it's just ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. People are out there. Their ball's in the bush. They're spending 5 minutes looking for it, right? Way too long. And, they're hitting because they're, quote, a guy. They're like, no, I don't play from the women's tees. I'm like, it's not women. It's about handicap, and you're terrible. You should not be hitting from the blues.
100%. The Derek just redesigned their golf course this year, and they have four decks. And you need to learn to play which deck is best suited for your game.
Yeah.
And the way the golf courses are designed, you think about, what is the average golf? Here's a good question for you. What do you think the average golfer shoots in North America or the world, let's say?
Legitimately?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think I heard only 10% of people break 100, so I'm going to say the average golfer shoots about 105.
Yeah, if not higher, but 110 to 115. That's what the average golfer will shoot.
Sure.
So you're in the right range.
Yeah.
So why are we making these golf courses tougher? Why do we, you know, we got to add the water, we got to bring the trees, and we got to make a thick bush and make it so the game is tough as it is. And so when you add all these elements to the game to make it more difficult, like lengthening out the golf course, you know, I know a couple, I'm not going to name them, but there's some golf courses in the city here that they've had to lengthen out the course to make it tougher for their members. Well, all you're doing is making it more frustrating for them, and you're going to make it, they're going to have to play in 5-6 hours now. So the new design of golf courses, and I think you're going to see a big change over the next 10, 15 years, is golf course designs are going to be so that you can play different tee boxes, of course, but they're going to be a little bit easier to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be able to go out and play in 4 hours or less, which is what people are looking for. They don't have the time.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely should be something to look at. Quickly, looking at the conditions today for the Open, lots of guys shooting 5, 6, 7 under. Do you expect that to continue, considering the weather? Like they got a little bit of rain, it softened it up. They need the wind there almost to make that course tough, don't they?
Yeah, you know, watching their approaches on 18, and they were flying it past the pin, and it was biting and then getting a little bit of spin back. So, you know, the early guys... And if you looked at the leaderboard, a lot of those early, the leaders were out early, so they had the good conditions. I was watching the afternoon, and it was getting a little windy. Things are starting to dry out. Tomorrow, the wind's supposed to pick up. I understand 30 to 40 k. That's gonna play havoc. It's gonna dry out those greens. You're gonna see the scores going up. I don't think you'll see 65s and 64s tomorrow. And then if the weather continues like that, you're gonna probably if the wind keeps up and it gets harder and harder, you know, your winning score is going to be maybe 4 or 5 under.
Hmm.
But if there's no wind, like Tiger Woods shot, you know, what is he, 19 under that one year? The course, these guys are so good, they will shoot the lights out. But the biggest defense of any golf course is the wind, right?
Who are you picking?
Well, I said, Sergio Garcia was one of my picks, and I went with DJ. I still think, you know, not just because he's leading up to the first round, but, you know, we do a pool here with the guys, and I said Dustin Johnson. And I really think Sergio
he's 2 under
is
going
to be there at the end of the weekend.
Hmm. All right, well.
He's due.
He is due. And if people want to come in and play on the same simulator as Jordan Spieth does at his house, then give the Blair Oak Golf Academy a call at 496-9534.